The Mayville High School football team getting ready for the Division 5 state semifinals on Friday night as they travel to McFarland to take on Prairie du Chien. Let's bring in head coach Scott Hilber. Coach, your team get a good week of practicing so far as you prepare for the state semis?
Well, it's been short. We've only got one full practice in, but the weather was nice and the boys did well. They're fired up and ready to go.
Coach, looking at last week, you came out against Racine Lutheran. You piled up almost 400 yards of rushing yardage in that monsoon. And you happy with how you handled all the elements and maybe the interesting situation and playing conditions?
I really couldn't be happier. Our biggest concern was that the game was going to be a little dysfunctional in terms of the field conditions. Our field held up really well. On top of that, you know, we kind of went in with the message with the guys is, you know, ignore it, don't complain about it. Everyone's playing in it, play through it, understand your limitations and work through our strengths. And we protected the ball really well, did a great job of going north and south and avoiding trying to run to the sidelines, which is where it hampered us the most. And we weren't able to throw it much due to the conditions, but everyone executed really well.
Have you had many games with those kind of conditions over your career?
With wet like that, not really. This is a full kind, like the full rain where it's been raining most of the day and through the game. I really can't remember many. I remember a few, and I've usually come out on the wrong end of them, so I'm glad that our fate has turned.
Well, Coach, you know, the funny thing about Wisconsin this time of year, you know, you had a driving rainstorm last week. You had 70-degree weather midweek getting ready for your game on Friday night. Now they're saying highs in the 30s with 30-mile-an-hour winds possibly on Friday night for your game. Just kids have to be ready for the elements, right?
Yeah, we do. And this game is kind of one of those interesting ones. You got a couple teams that like to run the ball, and they like to run the ball straight at you. You know, our opponent, we'll take it any way we can get it. And yeah, it's going to be cold. It's going to be kind of the elements that you expect in November. And I think a lot of teams that tend to go farther in the playoffs are the ones that are built to handle those kind of conditions. I think we certainly are, but I also think our opponent is as well. So it should be a great game.
Coach, Prairie du Chien, look at, they have a couple of, I think, 1,000-yard rushers. They also have a quarterback that's thrown for 1,000 yards and double-digit touchdowns. But when you look at Prairie du Chien, what do you see out of that squad?
Well, you said it. They're a well-balanced team. They have the ability to take it right at you. They got two tailbacks that are kind of a little different styles. You have more of the power runner, and then you have a little bit more of the speed guy. Quarterback does a nice job getting the ball, you know, out to his receivers, particularly number 9, a young sophomore they have who's got some height, and he's doing a really good job for them on both sides of the ball. So, you know, they've been racking up a heck of a lot of points lately. Last week, not so much, but I think the conditions affected that. So, you know, they're a potent offense, and they play really fast, aggressive defense. So we have to be on our toes 100%. This is like a complete 180 from a year ago when we were playing spread teams, it feels like, every single week. Lately, we've been getting a lot of run teams, and we've been handling it so far, and hopefully we can handle it on Friday.
Coach, they come out of that league there in the SWC. That's a pretty solid league, and they have teams that are deep in the playoffs every year, aren't they? And they're always, you see them at Camp Randall as well.
Yeah, you do. I mean, all goes back to the days when Lancaster seemed like they were there every single year. But the other teams in that conference have all done a great job of rising up to that level, which is kind of what you expect. So every year you're going to have someone out of that conference that's going to take a deep run for sure. And Prairie du Chien has kind of, they ran through it clean, their entire conference, and they've done a heck of a job in the playoffs. They're a real formidable opponent.
Coach, just keys to the game if you want to get a victory, advance back to Camp Randall Stadium.
Same as always. Limit turnovers, make big plays, limit big plays from your opponent. And the teams that can do that are the ones that come out on top, and I don't expect anything different this week.
Coach Scott Hilber, I appreciate the time, and good luck to Mayville on Friday night.
Thank you, Wade.